This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, Sean, thank you very much for Wiggy, and for Coco Austin and for others based on my lead this morning. It's a tie Tuesday. Ty Law will be with us at around 9 this morning, and we can talk New England Patriots and other things with Ty Law. As the Patriots make some moves and move some veterans off to other destinations. And so Ty Law will join us at 9 on this morning's show. And then in advance of the election on Tuesday and question 4, which would begin the process to legalize mushrooms, hallucinogenic mushrooms in this state, we will talk to actress Eliza Dushku at 9:20 on this morning's show. But right now, Shime, let's get to this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll drill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
All right, where do you want to start this morning, Shime?
I think it only makes sense that we start with Curtis's rival, Bill Belichick. And he was on the Pat McAfee program yesterday around the same time that Josh Uche was traded to the Kansas City Chiefs for a 6th-round draft pick. And Bill Belichick taking veiled shots at the New England Patriots once again by indicating that the Chiefs didn't give up a whole lot for Josh Uche. Here is Bill Belichick.
Well, I assume it was a 25-6th. It was a 26-6th, then, honestly, then they didn't give up anything in my mind. And then if you like the player and re-sign him, then you re-sign him. Look, Josh Uche is a really good rusher. He hasn't had a chance to rush much this year for the Patriots because they've been behind a lot and the situation hasn't been good. But he had a big year 2 years ago. Now, you know, he had Judon on the other side of him, so it was two good pass rushers. But he'll have a lot of opportunities to rush in Kansas City. I think that he'll really help him. He's got surprising power for his size. He's got, you know, excellent quickness and a good get-off, and he has some flexibility in coverage. So I think it's a good addition for a team that needs another pass rusher, which everybody does. Josh can do that. He'll definitely help him.
All right,
nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with what?
Like
with
his analysis of
what Bill is saying?
Yeah, and he's right. I mean, but then again, it's Josh Uche. What are you expecting to get back from him? You know what I mean?
Well, that's his whole point, Wiggy.
No, I know
that. He thought you should have gotten more back.
No, no, but you should. Who would give more back for Josh Uche?
That's what Bill said. I'm not saying it.
Yeah, well, Bill's.
Well, it's because Bill also used, what, a second-round pick on him or something?
I mean, I'm surprised they got a bag of balls back for him. I mean, let's be honest.
So then you disagree with Bill and think that Elliott Wolf did a good job.
Yeah, I have no issue with that. You got a 2026 or 2025 6th-round pick.
You got something for an expiring contract.
That's basically it.
And I would just add, if Bill Belichick wants to talk about anything, God love him, he's the most decorated coach in NFL history, I wouldn't bring up bad trades to the Chiefs, considering you traded your pick in the first round in 2022 for what became Trent McDuffie, an all-pro cornerback in the NFL. And then at 29, you took Cole Strange. Oh, but you got a late-round pick. That guy really shooting from all cylinders. Jack Jones, currently on the Raiders. So, not really one when you took Cole Strange and the entire NFL was laughing at you to be mocking trades with the Chiefs.
So, if the word around the league is accurate, as reported by some, like Giardi yesterday, that they are looking to unload another couple veterans. Mm-hmm. Shime brought up during his lead that he would get rid of everybody, every single guy in the wide receiver room. Is there anybody besides Drake May, is there anybody on this team that is untouchable in your mind? I mean,
Christian Gonzalez.
Okay.
And
Keon White.
See, here's the thing. Untouchable is when you say that. There's nobody on this. There are three players on this team that I wouldn't trade, and that's Drake May, Christian Gonzalez, and Baumgartner. Every other player I would trade and look to upgrade. So, like, if I could trade, for example.
But when you say upgrade, you're talking about upgrade for the future when it comes to picks.
No, or just a better player. Like, if I could trade Keon White to the Raiders for Max Crosby, I would do it. Like, he's not a player that I look at and go, okay, I wouldn't move on from him because I don't feel like I could upgrade.
There's
from
a price.
Yeah.
And I think, Wiggy, maybe, I don't know if I'm putting things into your mouth, but I thought you said, and if you did, I agree, that it's a great time for the Patriots to take on talented guys with bad contracts.
Yep.
Bring in a guy that is on a non-contending team or a team that's contending but needs the space for another move before the deadline. You have nothing but space. Bring a couple flyers in right now, and then maybe this offseason you won't have as much work to do in the rebuild.
That's why I brought up Max Crosby. That's why I brought up a guy
like Miles Garrett.
And I'm not saying, they could all be, you know, fantasy land, but they're guys that are on teams that aren't doing, the team's not doing very well. Maybe they want out of there. Maybe they just want to change the scenery. And so when you start to look at some of those players, those are some of the guys that I would look at to go after. And they're young enough where they're still good and they can still help you create a culture.
All right. Deadline is next week, trade-wise?
November 5th or 4th, yes.
Yeah. All right, what's next, Shime?
Well, your Boston Celtics beat the Milwaukee Bucks last night. Giannis, after the game, talked about what makes the Celtics so good. Here was Giannis Antetokounmpo.
There's a team that they've been around years now, and you cannot replace them. Because you can put the best players together, but just, you know, knowing how to play with one another, sacrifice for one another, playing the right way, knowing where your team is going to be, knowing who's going to take over, who has the hand, like that's what the winning teams do. Goal is to get there. Right now, obviously, we're not there, but I don't think we're far off. I don't care about the record. You know, I just care about keep on building, keep on being healthy.
Okay.
See?
You saw it last night firsthand.
It's the roles, right? Courtney, you've been on this, and you know, I've kind of been jumped on your train, and guys buying into their roles, Missoula getting them to buy into their roles, and Giannis saying, hey, you know, some guys, maybe have to take a backseat in this game, or you got it. But I think he looked at last night watching him, and he's spectacular in person. I mean, it's as long as he is, it's like two steps he's at the rim from half court.
Do you think that's a shot at Dame at all? Because him and Dame didn't practice together at all in the offseason.
Well, I think it's not necessarily a shot at them, because Dame Lillard is another one last night, but it's like two great basketball players that are just out there playing pickup versus let's work this thing as a unit. So
maybe was that the most incorrect overreaction by a fan base, the Celtics fan reaction to Dame going to Milwaukee before we got Holiday here? Remember, that was like 24 hours where everybody said the East is over, the Bucks are going to dominate, and then boom, you got your Drew Holiday.
And Giannis said it, is we got to figure out the way to kind of everybody buy into their roles.
Did Patty C see the floor last night?
Patty D.
Asking for a friend.
Yeah, I sent the picture in a group text.
Yeah, you did.
Okay.
He didn't see it much, but he saw it.
Okay.
You know,
he got cooked one time by your boy Pete Pritch.
I didn't understand that in the moment.
Did he have anybody fly themselves in for the game?
He is engaged and has a child.
Oh, he does?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
All right.
Yep. Patty C. got out there.
Yep.
Memories.
Yeah, no, we are both doing great.
In the corner of my mind.
No.
It's a what if. What
no,
if,
it's really not. It's
been?
Really oh. not. I'm happy. He's happy. We are still friends.
I mean, just think about it. You could have been on the WAG plane and rolling into the Garden last night and some kind of overpriced Bucks denim jacket that had been painted by another WAG. I mean, it could have been.
I'm a Santos fan.
I got to get on the Sully train so that he can maybe help me live out that fantasy. Yeah.
Miss Wiggs was all for it. She said you were smart.
Yep.
She said Santo way better looking.
Oh, he is.
Yes.
Santo is all around.
Because I was like,
a much better guy.
I was like, Courtney used to mess with him. She's like, what?
Mess with him. I didn't used to mess with him. He was my boyfriend.
Well, I mean, that's kind of what. Yeah, that's what we're saying, Courtney. She was like, good for Courtney with Santo.
I also prefer Courtney DeTore to Courtney Connaughton. Just better.
yes. All right. What's next?
Next, Greg, there. So the New York Jets canned their coach a couple weeks ago. There's a guy now who wants to throw his hat in the ring or maybe back in the ring.
Uh-huh.
Here was Rex Ryan just the other day.
Oh, I'd do it in a second. I'd do it in a second because I am a New York Jet and I absolutely would. But I'm not here to politic or you know, look, and it seems like it because I tell the damn truth. And I speak as a fan of this football team and in this community. That's why it makes sense. So yeah, we'll see. I hope I get an opportunity to interview for it. I mean that's absolutely a given. I hope I get that opportunity.
Okay. I mean it didn't go so great the first go round, but maybe.
But again, he did make two AFC title games.
Yeah, listen.
I was going to say he had a talent. He had Revis.
His quarterback was Mark Sanchez.
Yeah, he did. He had the butt fumble king.
Rex Ryan is
the butt fumble king.
When you think about Rex Ryan, I would be on board for that if I'm a Jets fan, because that's the last time they really had success was under him.
And Wiggy, you guys could do transition medical weight loss together.
Right.
No, I'm on. What'd you say?
Transitional.
He said transitional medical weight loss.
I thought you said something else. My bad.
I would not mess with your brain.
No, I'm sorry. I didn't know. But you were
going to say I'm on shrooms.
No.
In advance of Tuesday.
No, but I like this idea. But now Rex.
What is wrong?
I like this idea. I'm trying to have a sports conversation.
I'm sorry. Let's get back to the ball. That's my fault.
I'm trying to talk about sports. I like Rex Ryan to the Jets.
Yeah.
If somebody could maybe get Aaron Rodgers on the right path, it could be a guy like Rex Ryan.
All right.
So he's also mockable, which is fun for us.
He's had success as a head coach in the NFL before, so I think he'd be, and the players love playing for him. So I would be on board for it.
Anything else, Shime?
Yeah, I got one last one for you. Lane Kiffin not happy that LSU gets so many night games and they don't.
Okay.
So here was Lane Kiffin on the SEC and their decisions.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's proven over time in NFL and college. You know, playing at night in electric atmospheres is a home field advantage and tough when you got to do that as a opposing team. So that's been proven for a long time and. So who went at night? LSU gets to play at night again, I guess. Shocker. So that's two for two for them. It is an advantage. I feel bad for our fans, you know, not have one night conference game. Is really unfortunate for them and whatever. It's just really disappointing, but it is what it is.
I mean, is it a real advantage?
Oh, yeah. I played down in Death Valley at nighttime. It is a different type of animal when you play down there at night at that stadium, that crowd they have like basically, you know, they start tailgating on Wednesday, it seems like.
On my bucket list.
Yeah, and it is just, they have the lion, they shock the lion when you're standing right now, or the tiger, and it roars. So it is an unbelievable atmosphere to play at nighttime down in LSU.
I have an idea. I have a lot of them. They're often bad. But what if we did one road show a year at a destination sporting event?
Oh, I would love it.
Like, I've never been to an SEC game. I would love to do that. Oh. I'd love to go to Ohio State, Michigan.
What about Penn State?
They creep me out.
The all white.
Yeah, that was a lot.
The whiteout.
They still honor the people.
The
like
whiteout. Yeah. The whiteout would be, that would be, that thing looks spectacular, especially at nighttime. So yeah, Penn State would. Yeah. I mean, I've been in the SEC, and those are some great, like Rocky Top, Tennessee. It's a great place to play.
What about Notre Dame, Curtis?
I've been there many times.
Yeah, been there, done that.
Yeah.
Oh,
I've never been to an SEC game either, though. The closest thing I think I've ever gotten is like Clemson. I assume Clemson's feel is very SEC-like, but I know it's not even on the same level.
Yeah.
All right.
That'd be cool.
They Said It, brought to you this morning by Wiggy's new weight loss program, Blaze 360. And we will get to Courtney and today's news coming up next.